ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 2 एंटाइटल्ड प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमीगॉड्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 37. शृण्वन् गृहन् संस्मरयं च चिन्तयन् नामानि रूपाणि च मङ्गलानि ते क्रियासु यस्त्वच्चरणारविन्दयोर् आविष्टचेता न भवाय कल्पते. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन. इवन वाइल एंगेज्ड इन वेरियस एक्टिविटीज डिवोटीज हुज माइंड्स आर कंप्लीटली एब्जॉर्ब्ड एट योर लोटस फीट एंड हू कॉन्स्टेंटली हियर चांट कंटेम्पलेट and cause others to remember your transcendental names and forms are always on the transcendental platform and thus they can understand the supreme personality of Godhead. Purport. How bhakti yoga can be practiced is explained in this verse. Srila Rupa Goswami has said that anyone who has dedicated his life to the service of the Lord Iha yasya harer dasya, by his activities, his mind and his words, karmana manasagira, may stay in any condition of life, nikhilashva ape avasthasu, and yet he is no longer actually conditioned, but is liberated, jivan mukta sauchyate. Even though such a devotee is in material body, he has nothing to do with this body, for he is transcendentally situated. Narayana paraha sarve na kutaschan bhibhyati. Because the devotee is engaged in transcendental activities, he is not afraid of being materially embodied. Illustrating this liberated position, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, Mam janmani janmaneshware bhavatad bhakti rahituki tvai. All I want is your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. Even if a devotee, by the supreme will of the Lord, takes birth in this material world, he continues his devotional service. When King Bharat made a mistake and in his next life became a deer, his devotional service did not stop. Although some slight chastisement was given to him because of his negligence. Narada Muni says that even if one falls down from the platform of devotional service, he is not lost. Whereas non-devotees are lost entirely because they are not engaged in service. Bhagavad Gita 9.14 therefore recommends that one should always engage at least in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Chatatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dhidavrita namastantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, the great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. One should not give up the process of devotional service, which is performed in 9 different ways. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, etc. The most important process is hearing, Shravanam, from the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. The spiritual master, the saintly acharyas, and the Vedic literature. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitte De Kariya Ekya. We should not hear the commentaries and explanations of non-devotees, for that is strictly forbidden by Srila Sanatana Goswami, which quotes from Padma Puran. Avaishnava Mukhod Girinam Putam Hari Kathamritam Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpo Chishtapayayatha. We should strictly follow this injunction and never try to hear from Mayavadis, impersonalists, voidists, politicians or so-called scholars. strictly avoiding these inauspicious associations, we should simply hear from pure devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore recommends Sri Guru Padashreha. One must seek shelter at the lotus feet of a pure devotee who can be one's guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that a guru is one who strictly follows the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Yare dekha tare kaho Krishna upadesh. A juggler, a magician, or one who speaks nonsense as an academic career is not a guru. Rather, a guru is one who presents Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's instruction, as it is. Shravan is very important. One must hear from the Vaishnava sadhu, guru and shastra. The word kriyasu, meaning by manual labor or work, is important in this verse. One should engage in practical service to the Lord. In our Krishna consciousness movement, all our activities are concentrated on distributing Krishna's literature. This is very important. One must approach any person and induce him to read Krishna's literature so that in the future he may also become a devotee. Such activities are recommended in this verse. Kriyasu yastucharanarvindayo. By such activities will always remind the devotees of the Lord's lotus feet. By fully concentrating on distributing books for Krishna, one is fully absorbed in Krishna. This is samadhi. Yeah, it's a very beautiful verse. I'd like to recite the verse again. So, Lord Krishna, he has appeared within the womb of Devaki, and knowing that all the great demigods, great sages like Narada, Devala, Vyasa, accompanied by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they all have assembled in Mathura, invisible to everyone, and they are offering prayers to the Supreme Lord Krishna within the womb. So, I said this is a beautiful prayer, beautiful verse. So, before I begin, I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I may speak something meaningful and inspiring for my self-purification. So, in this particular verse, the demigods are glorifying the process of hearing, chanting and remembering the transcendental name, transcendental form and transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, there is one saying which I heard in the academic circles, that those who are genius, they are very good in their basics. So even yesterday, when Jayadvait Maharaj was asked the question that for the last 45 years you are rendering steadfast devotional service in the renounced order of life, what are the principles that we should follow so that we can also follow in your footsteps? Well, this was a question, I am paraphrasing it. So Jayadvait Maharaj, he gave a very profound answer. He said, follow the four regularity principles. Chant the 16 rounds and avoid 10 offenses to the holy name. So, these are very basics. On the very first day we are hearing the four regularity principles, chanting the holy name of the Lord. So, this verse also is stressing the basic process of devotional service. As we say, that Shravanam, Kirtanam, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, these are the very basic principles which we hear from the very first day. So, Srila Prabhupada here is writing that how Bhakti Yoga is practiced, in the very first line of the purport, Prabhupada says, how Bhakti Yoga is practiced is explained in this verse. That means this is the beginning activity, the very basic activities, Shravanam, Kirtanam, hearing, chanting, remembering the Lord. So, although these activities, they are very simple, Shravanam, Kirtanam, you can see that one just sit down and hear. Very simple. If one cannot sit down, one can sit on a cushioned chair and hear. if If it is too hot, then one can sit in an air-conditioned room and hear. Maharaj has made a provision for this hall also to be air-conditioned. And after hearing, there is prasadam. Of course, prasadam coupon has to be taken. But that is free of cost. So it's all very simple. So although these activities are all very simple, they are actually very profound. So it is explained that the topmost spiritual realizations can be achieved by simply executing these basic activities of devotional service. Right? So now someone may say that that there have been great yogis who renounce everything, who go to the Himalayas. They live very austerely, eat very austerely, tolerate the heat, cold, rain, and meditate for thousands and thousands of years, and then come to some spiritual realization. How is it that then one can sit on a cushioned chair in an AC hall and simply hear and get the topmost spiritual realization? Someone may question that. But Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Krite tadhyayato vishnum tretayam yajato mukhay dvaparo paricharyayam kalo tad hari kirtanat. So what was achieved in Satyuga by performing meditation, severe austerities, penances for thousands and thousands of years, and what was achieved by performing great yajñas, which would cost tons and tons of gold, huge amount of wealth, and what was achieved by elaborate deity worship in Dwapara Yuga is achieved simply in Kali Yuga by Shravananam Kirtanam. Kalo tad hari kirtanat. So Bhagatam is the praman. Bhagatam says that simply by hearing, chanting, executing these basic activities of devotional service, one can get the topmost spiritual realizations. So here in this verse also, that very basic process of devotional service, Shinvan ganan sam smarayan sachintayan nama nirupani samangalanite. So we see that because this is the process for this age, Srimad Bhagavatam again and again stresses on this very basic process of hearing, chanting, and remembering the Lord. In the very first canto, Shunvatam Sogatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridantosto Bhadrani Vidyanoti Suhritsatam. Then again there is a verse, Tasmad Bharat Sarvatma Bhagwan Haririshvara Shrotavya Kirti Tavyascha Smartavyascha Ichhatabhayam. Shrotavya Kirti Tavyascha Shinvan Grihan Samsmaryam. The same thing. Shrotavya, one should hear. Kirtitavya, one should glorify. Grin also means glorify. And remember. Smartavyascha, some smaryans, as this word is saying. And then Prahlad Maharaj says, which Prabhupada quotes here in this purport, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Same thing, the Shravanam, the hearing, the chanting, the remembering the transcendental name, form, activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the basics should be stressed again and again. And those who are successful in their spiritual life, as His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj yesterday said, they always stick to the basics. So, we'll try to discuss a little bit about hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. So, Gopinachandra Prabhu is sitting here. Gaurang Prabhu has termed him as Shravanacharya, the Acharya for hearing. So I'd like to seek his blessings. By his merciful glance, I may be able to say something meaningful and inspiring. So Srimad Bhagavatam says that hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord is the medicine for the conditioned soul. Nivritta tarsha rupagiya manat bhavoshada shotra mano bhiramat kautam shalok gunanu vadat puman virajjed vina pashu ghanat. Nivritta tarsha rupagiya manat bhavoshada. Bhavashadar Shotra Manobhiramat. So the glories of the Lord sung by the devotees, they are the Bhavashadas. That is, they are the, Prabhupada says, descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. So everyone in this material world is in the disease condition. What is the disease condition? Thinking that I am this material body and this world is meant for my enjoyment. This is the disease condition. And this only leads to suffering, not just in this lifetime, but birth after birth. So, for this disease, Srimad Bhagavatam says, this process of hearing, chanting, remembering the transcendental activity of the Supreme Lord, that is the bhavashadash, bhavashadi. For the, this is the bhav rog, aham mameti. And for this, the cure is bhavashadi. The description of transcendental name, fame, pastime of the Supreme Lord. Shinvan gehansam smarayansa chintayan namani rupani cha mangalani te. So this simple process can cure the disease of the heart from its roots and can give us a new life. Again, Srimad Bhagavatam describes satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha bhavanti hit karna rasayana katha. These activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are bhavanti hit karna rasayana katha. They are rasayan for the ears and the heart. Rasayan is a special medicinal formulation in Ayurveda. When a person has no life, it rejuvenates a person, it gives a new life. Rasayan. So, even if the bhava rog is in very advanced stage, a person can still be completely cured by this rasayan, by this medicine of hearing, chanting and remembering the name, fame, pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is very potent process. But another point which very important point which comes here is that from whom to take the medicine. There is a bhavarog and we have the bhav aushadhi, but who, from whom to take the medicine, right? So we should take medicine from the doctor. So it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kam krodera dasahaya tar lathi khaye bhramite bhramite yadi sadhu vaidya paaye. So the sadhu has been called a vaidya. The term is sadhu vaidya. So the sadhu is the doctor. He only should, for we should take the medicine from him only. As we said, as we discussed previously also, nivritta tarsha rup giya mana, that verse, the glories of the Lord sung by nivritta tarsha means those who are completely freed from all material desires. When they glorify the Supreme, activate the Supreme Lord, we should hear from them. And Prabhupada quotes Sanatana Goswami that we should not hear from the Mayavadis, impersonalists, voidists, politicians and so-called scholars. We should hear from the sadhus who are compared to the Vaidya. So in this context, I'll just like to quote another verse, beautiful verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. About Murari Gupta, it has been said. Murari Gupta was a dear devotee of the Lord and he was a physician by profession. So he is a sadhu and he is a Vaidya and is also the Vaidya for the body also. So by profession he is a physician and anyway he is a physician because he can cure the bhavarog. Chikitsa kare nyare hai asadaye deha roga bhavarog dhuitarashaye. So whomever Murari Gupta treated, chikitsa kare nyare hai asadaye, being very merciful to a person, whenever Murari Gupta will treat someone, deha roga bhavarog, Duitarshaye. So he will cure both the disease of the body as well as the disease of the material existence, that is aham mameti. Right? So one should approach such a sadhu who can completely cure both the diseases. And the impersonalist Mayavadis, voidists, if we hear from them, then the medicine will actually not act. And in our Bhakti in the hospital, there is outside the pharmacy, it is written that beware of the fake medicines, buy genuine medicines from Bhaktivedanta Hospital Pharmacy. So, hearing the recitation by these professional reciters, Mayavadis, scholars, it's like, it will like the fake medicine. Rather than curing the disease, it will simply increase the problem. So now, sometimes it's seen that the taste of the medicines, we are talking of this bhava ashadi, sometimes the taste of the medicine is not very palatable. It is sometimes bitter. And so we see the pharmaceutical companies, they add artificial flavors, some medicines, artificial added orange flavor, pineapple flavor, so on and so forth. But this medicine of hearing, chanting and remembering the transcendental name, fame, activities of the Lord is actually like nectar. So after just a little purification, one can taste the sweetness, the nectarian taste of hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord. Bhava Aushadath Shotra Mano Bhiramat. This Aushadi is Mano Bhiramat. It is very pleasing to the mind. It will not taste bitter. So it's pleasing to the mind. It's like nectar. So we see that we use the word Krishna Kathamrit. The activities of the Lord are like nectar. Hari Nam Amrit, the holy name of Lord Hari, is like a nectar. Chaitanya Charita Amrit, the characteristics of Mahaprabhu, they are like nectar. Even the activities of the pure devotees of the Lord, because they are in relation with the Supreme Lord, they are also nectar. Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrit, is also Amrit. So, because this is Amrit, we should drink it again and again and again. Sometimes it is seen, sometimes people say, oh, I have heard this pastime, or I already know it. So, just to give one example, suppose we are distributing Charnamrit on Janmashtami, after the fasting, full day fasting. Then we offer a Charnamrit. No one says that, oh, I just took last week this Charnamrit on Lord Balaram's appearance day. No, everyone wants Charnamrit again. We don't say, I just took last week, what is the need now? Again and again, Charnamrit should be taken. Once on our festival, we were distributing prasadam and Charnamrit along with. And one small boy, he came. And I called him, I said, what do you want? He came from the opposite side. The line is going this way, he came from the opposite side. I said, okay, what do you want? He said, smilingly said, Charnamrit. I said, okay, sit down. So I got him one glass of Charnamrit. He drank. I said, do you want more? So he laughed, saying that I want more. I gave another glass. I said, do you still want some more? He laughed. He said, yes, I want more. So I gave him a third glass of Charnamrit. I said, do you still have the capacity to drink more? And he took out one big bottle. I said, what will you do with so much Charnamrit? Ghar leke jaunga. I will take home and drink there also. So Charnamrit is to be taken again and again. People like to drink Charnamrit. Similarly, the holy name, the pastimes, the activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're also like Amrit. Should be taken again and again and again. Shinvan grihan sam smarayan cha chintayan namani rupani cha mangalani te. And we see that sometimes when we distribute Charnamrit, it's limited, only one cup usually, unless there is a special favor to somebody. But this nectar of the name, fame, pastimes, this is unlimited. One can go on drinking. Sometimes devotees ask, is limited or unlimited? So this nectar is unlimited. one serve, second, third, fourth, you can take home, everything. There is a ocean of nectar. This guy, Bhakti Ras Amrit Sindhu. So there is this unlimited supply. One can go on drinking as per one's capacity, as per one's appetite. Chaitanya Charitra Ai Amrit Rasindhu Karna Manna Tripta Kare Yara Ek Bindu. He described that the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are ocean of nectar, Amritera Sindhu. And one drop from that Sindhu can completely satisfy the heart and the ears, Karna Manna Tripta Kare Yara Ek Bindu, of the whole world. So this, even the one drop from this ocean, actually it can overwhelm, it can drown the entire world in the ecstasy of love for Krishna. Right? Even one bindu acts as a sindhu, that's the nature of the absolute activities, name, form, pastime of the Supreme Lord. So this nectar alone can completely satisfy one's ear and one's heart. Right, so we see that this particular nectar which we are talking of has to be drunk through the ears. Mouth has a limited capacity. How much can one drink through the mouth? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 glass. But through the ears, one can go on drinking. Srila Rupa Goswami desires millions of years to drink this nectar of the transcendental name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we see that in this world, people, they are always thirsty, their ears are always thirsty to hear something new. The first thing they get up, they take a newspaper to see what new is happening in this world. What new songs are being released, what new movies are coming out, what are the new models of the cars that are in the market, or what are the new political and economic decisions the government is taking, right? What are the new scams coming out, right? So people, in the beginning, their ears are thirsty to hear what is the new happening in this world. But we see that hearing so many things, and then one goes on the internet and see what are the new updates on the Facebooks of their fans. So many things, always trying to hear something through the ears. But nothing satisfies the heart. So only the activities, the transcendental name, him, pastime of the Lord, they can satisfy the heart. So although it looks like that in devotional service, we are chanting the same Mahamantra. We discuss from the same book, Srimad Bhagavatam, daily, since the opening of this temple. And we are greeting the deities with the same song, daily. Right? So it looks like in the outside world, there are newer and newer things happening. And in devotional service, everything is the same, old. But if we just introspect a little deeply, we'll find that the case is just the opposite. In the material world, it is actually the same old stale thing, but it just packed in a newer cover. And the outer cover is changing. Right? Just like the news of, say, scams. The name of the scam is changing. But it's the same. A scam here, there, a person who is committing, the different people are committing. And people are dying. How the people are dying, where they are dying, who is dying, only that is changing. But the same thing, people are dying here, there, corruption, the same thing. And the sex scams, and the same lusty activities, but committed by this person, that person, another person in this part of the country. So just looks new, but there is nothing new. All that old, stale, obnoxious activities. But in devotional service, it looks that we are doing the same thing, same old book, so many thousand years back, same Mahamantra chanting, right? The same color of the cloth daily. So it looks like the things are the old and stale, there is no rasa. But if one, just as I said, go a little deep, in these activities, there are newer and newer mellows to be realized. Yamunacharya, he says, Yadavdimam Cheta Krishna Padaravinde Navanam Rasadhamne Udatam Rantumasit. Since my mind is engaged at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Krishna, I am deriving newer and newer mellows, newer and newer rasas. Navanam Rasadhamne Udatam Rantumasit. So in devotional service, actually there are newer and newer mellows, although on a superficial platform it looks that we are doing the same old thing. So in conclusion, that only hearing the ever fresh transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord can give us newer and newer mellows in devotional service, and this alone can satisfy the urge of the ears to hear and the agitation of the heart. Therefore, again and again, we should drink this nectar of the transcendental name, form, pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shinvan grihansam smarayan sachintayan namani rupani cha mangalani te. So, once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was lecturing and he mentioned that there is no book in this world like Srimad Bhagavatam, because it contains the transcendental name, form, pastimes and activities of the Supreme Lord. While all the other descriptions which are found in the newspaper, magazines, etc., they are compared to the trash cans in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Place of pilgrimage for the crows. We can very well see in a big, big trash can BMC has put. And thousands of crows, they very joyfully, gleefully, they come and have their pilgrimage on those trash cans. Right? But Srimad Bhagavatam is Paramhamsa Samhita, containing the transcendental name, form, pastimes, activities of the Supreme Lord. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur, he was lecturing and he started glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no book in this world like Srimad Bhagavatam. If all the books in all the libraries of the world are burned to ashes, there will be no loss if the studying and the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam continues. And while he was saying this, there was suddenly a thunderstorm, the lightning, the thunderstorm, the loud sound. He said, soon there will be devastation and the whole world will be inundated with the water of devastation. He said, you should all, everything may be lost, but you should all carry three books with you. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. But then he said, if you find that the three books are heavy, then you may drop Bhagavad Gita. And he said, if you find that two are also heavy, then you may drop Srimad Bhagavatam. Do not drop Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, because he said Chaitanya Charitamrita, it contains the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, plus it contains how Lord Krishna, he is experiencing the Mahabhav, the ecstasies of Srimati Radharani, that Mahabhav Lord Krishna is experiencing, that is described, which is only indirectly hinted in Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Anutan Shunite Shunite Judai Hridaya Shravan. Chaitanya Charitamrita, this transcendental pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are ever fresh, eternally fresh, Nitya Anutan Shunite Shunite Judai Hridaya Shravan. As one hears and hears, one's heart and one's ears will be completely satisfied. So, hearing and chanting the transcendental name, fame, pastimes of Supreme personality of Godhead, is actually the only purpose of the human form of life. Shandman grihansam smarayan sachintayan nama nirupani cha mangalanite. So there is a beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. This verse had been on a big poster. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had written this verse and he had put up this verse in the house on one of the walls. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he from his childhood, he has daily read that particular verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that became the goal of his life's mission. Labdva sudurlamam idam bahu sambhavante manushyam arthadam anityam api hadhira tunam yate tana pate danumrittu yavan nihishreyasaya vishaya khalu sarvata syat. So this beautiful word describes labdva sudurlamam idam bahu sambhavante. After millions and millions of ages, yugas, one has attained the human form of life, bahu sambhavante. Manushyam arthadam anityam api hadhira. So this human form of life, it is, although this is temporary, this is full of meaning, arthadam. Tunam yate tana pate danumrittu yavan. So till this body, which is anyway subject to death, and till it doesn't fall down on the ground, consumed by death, one should constantly strive for spiritual perfection. Tunam, the urgency is stressed in this verse, that with great enthusiasm, one should strive for spiritual perfection. Tunam yatet, na patedanum rittu yavan, nishreyasaya, for spiritual perfection. Vishaya khalu sarvata syat. The sense gratification is available in any form of life. Vishaya khalu sarvata syat, any form of life. So with great enthusiasm, one should strive to hear, chant, remember the activities of Supreme Lord. Shrinvan grahan samsmarins chintayan. So this alone is the only purpose of life. Srila Prabhupada writes in this beautiful purport that Bhagavad Gita recommends that at least one should always chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Satatam kirtayantam. And Prabhupada writes, at least one should chant 24 hours a day. And Prabhupada writes at many places that one should execute devotional service 24 hours a day, very casually. So Prabhupada also says, at least one should always chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Actually, that's the highest goal of life to be achieved. But Prabhupada is making it so simple. Just at least do this 24th hour, be engaged in devotional service of the Lord. We see such statement because the pure devotees of the Lord, they have that conviction. They can make the process and give us the process so simplified and easy to execute. So, this point that hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord is the only purpose of life is exemplified in the life of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It said that he was always addicted to hearing and speaking the transcendental activities of the Lord. Even when he was sick, he used to at least do Harikatha for 6 to 8 hours a day. So once he was at Bhakti Kutir in Calcutta and a doctor came to see him. And the doctor diagnosed. He said, now you are becoming old and there is a lot of problems the body is undergoing, you should stop speaking. You speak a lot. That's one thing that's straining your health. You should speak less. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explained to the doctor that the only purpose of the life is to hear and chant and remember the transcendental name, form, activities of the Supreme Lord. He said, if that cannot be done, then what is the point in living? And in this way, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he lectured to him for 1 hour, the doctor, on the importance of Shinvan Grihan Samsmarins Chintyan Namani Rupani Chamangalani. So the doctor lectured, the doctor was lectured, he heard the lecture for 1 hour and he was convinced. And the disciple, they joked that the doctor came to treat, but actually he was treated by the Guru Maharaj. His bhavarok was treated. So the goal of the life is to be completely absorbed, as is in this word is said, avishta chetaha, to be completely absorbed in shanvan grihan samsmaryan sachintayan namani rupani cha mangalani te. I would just very quickly, the time is over, I'll take 2 minutes to narrate one small pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Yesterday Nityanand Prabhu said that some people accuse that you all discuss the glories of the transcendental name, fame, pastime of the Supreme Lord, but actually you don't discuss them. Some people accuse. So just so that, you know, people don't accuse us, we will discuss so we will discuss one pastime in 2 minutes. So very briefly in 2 minutes. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is at the time of bidding farewell to all the devotees who had come from Navdweep. He is giving different instructions and glorifying the devotees. So he turned towards Mukunda Das. Mukunda Das, he is a physician. Mukunda Das re puche sachira nandan tumi pita putra tumar shiragu nandan. He is asking Mukunda Das, are you the father and Raghunandan your son? Or kiba Raghunandan pita tumi taratanae nishya kariya kah yauka samshay? Think, or is Raghunandan father and you are his son? Please make a decision, nishya kar, so that my doubts can be impelled.
Mukunda kahe Raghunandan mor pita hai Amitara putra e amara nishchay.
So Mukunda says that, Mukunda Das, he says, Raghunandan is my father and I am his son. That is my firm decision. This is my nishchay.
Amasabara Krishna Bhakti Raghunandan haite Atta eva pita Raghunandan amara nishchite.
Said, whatever devotional service I have, Amasabara Krishna Bhakti Raghunandan haite, whatever devotional service I have is due to Raghunandan. Therefore, Raghunandan is my father. This is my decision. Amara nishchay.
Shuni harse kahe Prabhu kahile nishchay.
Mahaprabhu became very happy. He said, very well said. You have certainly spoken the truth.
Yaha hite Krishna bhakti sahi guru hai.
From wherever we get devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is our guru, whoever teaches us.
Bhaktira mahima prabhu kahite paaye sukh, bhaktira mahima kahite haye panchamukh.
In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes greatly happy in glorifying his devotees. And bhaktira mahima kahite haye panchamukh, it looks like he has 5 mouths when he glorifies his own devotees. So the devotees are always eager to glorify the transcendental name, fame, pastimes and activities of the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord, being a bhakta vassal, he always finds great pleasure in glorifying the activities of his pure devotees.
Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.